Michael Parker and Karen Lewis from the Palmerstone Chamber of Commerce are here in the 101.5 studio again this morning. Joining them is the creative powerhouse behind some of Moreton Bay's most exciting brands, and she's just getting started. Sophie Wiley, a VIP member of the Palmerstone Chamber of Commerce, is the Managing Director of Lang Creative Lab, a full-service creative agency helping businesses stand out and show up with confidence. They break rules, not brands. And if that wasn't enough, she's also the studio director of the brand new Void Studio in North Lakes, a space for the vibrant alternative dedicated to photography, content creation, podcasting, and beyond. Not your white and beige studio. Whether you're a solo creator or a growing business, Void is the creative home you've been waiting for. On top of that, Sophie sits on the Queensland Council of the Design Institute of Australia, advocating for designers across a multi range of design industries. Great to see you all here and keen to hear what you have to say. Over to you.
Thanks, Deb.
Thanks for having me.
Hey.
Hello.
Good to see you.
You too. Long time. Hey.
So tell us a little bit about what you do, Soph.
Yeah, so I'm a graphic designer by trade, born again web developer. Kind of happened, fell into that. I've been a graphic designer for 10 years now, and I started out just freelancing through uni, got through high school, left, was super keen. And yeah, freelancing was probably my last year of uni, and then I moved into print media, marketing agencies, advertising. A lot of those businesses kept shutting down. Don't know if I was the problem, but you know, I eventually along the way, I was like, you know what? I'm really not happy with how these businesses are running. And I think there's a lot more potential for other designers out there. So I went out on my own. I quit my job 2 months before my wedding, which was cool. We were building a house the same year. So definitely not ideal. But yeah, that's a little bit about me. I started as a freelancer for a couple of years. And then it got big enough that I had to, you know, get a couple of employees, move along the way, moved back to Moreton Bay after doing a stint in Brisbane. And yeah, as of a couple of months ago, joined the DIA, not just as a member, but as a counsellor. So yeah, loving the career so far. And yeah, The Void. Yeah, that was unplanned, but.
Tell us a little bit about, because you're a VIP member of the Palmerstone Chamber of Commerce, so how has that helped your business?
You know what I'd like to know?
Go on then.
Yeah.
I mean, it's free to join, right?
The chamber's free to join.
Why would you pay to be a VIP?
That's a good.
Why would you pay to be a VIP?
Give us
that insight.
That's a great question. Why did I pay? Well, the whole point of moving back to Moreton Bay. I mean, obviously, I grew up in Albany Creek. I started there, and I made my way back to Brisbane and back. And I saw the potential here in Moreton Bay. Like, we've got the games coming up. We've got so many different developments growing in the region. And there's so much business growing here and potential. And I really think that Moreton Bay is a little bit on the back end of the digital side of things. And we've got so much potential here to grow the region digitally. And because my business specializes in that, I wanted to be front and center. So I see the Palmerstone region, you know, you are, you know, basically all the way from the Sunshine Coast to the bottom tip of Moreton Bay. why not? I mean, yeah, made a whole lot of sense to me. You know, it wasn't too big of a chunk out of my wallet. I was happy to do it. And yeah, like the benefits are great. I mean, get to be on the radio. yeah, excellent. All the fun events, yeah.
And tell us a little bit about Void Studio and how that's opening, how the chambers supported you with launching that.
Yeah, so Void, it was, you know, for me and my business plan, it was not this year. I mean, anyone that knows me personally, I just had a baby 9 months ago. So it's like not the next thing I wanted to do was open a business. But the chamber really helped me put me in front of other businesses that could actually support my business journey through, you know, what was an idea to be like, hey, I'm sick of hiring studios that have white walls and beige furniture with no props or equipment. One day I'm going to do it. And then suddenly I met someone through the chamber who was able to put me in with the right channels and yeah, it just kind of grew from there. So I think, you know, being in the chambers is really beneficial. And, you know, as a young person, I was quite skeptical because I feel like chambers have been around a lot longer than I've been alive. So I was like, you know, I'm not, you know, it's not my first priority to join. But yeah, I can absolutely see the benefit of doing it. And the chambers really helped build the Void already. And we haven't even opened yet. Like, we've been put in front of so many businesses with so much expression of interest. And I'm really excited for the doors to open. Yeah, but couldn't have done it without the chamber.
Excellent. Good to know.
It's good. It's excellent. You know, one of the things that I'm really, really curious on is what's your, what we call a USP, USP, your unique selling propositions? Because there's a few agencies out there, right?
Oh, yeah, there's so
many. What makes you guys different?
Well, like Deb said before, we're introducing, we break rules, not brands. So we're very unconventional. We don't care about the rules in terms of how you look online. We're really big on you need to have your personality brought out through your content, brought out as your brand personality really just needs to be evoked quite strongly. So we're very passionate of doing that in however way possible, you know, not sticking to the traditional rules of social media, like, oh, you know, don't swear on camera. Like a lot of our clients actually work with us for the reason that we are happy to push a couple of boundaries and be outside the box.
That's excellent. Now, recently you came to one of our chamber events and it was the intimate dinner. So this is an intimate dinner that we host every month. It's really, really good.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And so what the concept of this is, it's a curated dinner for 8 businesses only. $59, you get a beautiful meal, you get drinks, and it's curated at the Bribe Island RSL in a secret room.
Yep. Nobody but us. I could not find this room when I got there.
Nobody but us gets this room. And tell me, what was the experience like?
Yeah, really good. Dinner was great. Just the first thing, I was like, food is always going to get me there. it was a really good room of businesses. And I actually really liked the setting because, you know, you go to these networking events and there's like 20, 30 people, if not more, in the room. And I'm like, how am I going to remember all these people tomorrow? I tried being innovative and have a digital business card and I tap here, there and there and see what pops in my inbox the next day. But this was good because I could actually spend time getting to know these people in a very intimate setting, chatting over food and drinks, and just understanding why they were in the room as well and how we could help each other. I think it was, very beneficial.
Can I ask a question? How do you pick the businesses, those 8 businesses?
So this is a really, really good question. So we actually have them come through the Moreton Bay Monster Speed Networking event. We ask them. So the Moreton Bay Monster Speed Networking event is 2.5 hours. You will speak to probably 35 people. And we ask you to select someone from that group and invite them to this. So they actually just simply go online and register, but we really want them to kind of go to that speed networking event and then go, you know what, I'm really interested in you and I'd love to know some more about you. Let's go to this event so we can get it curated. And we walk our way through. It is about putting JVs, joint ventures, together. That's what we want. We want connections, real connections.
That's great. Thank you. That was a very good answer. Back to you guys.
Excellent. So what advice would you have for small and emerging businesses in the region? Would you advise them to maybe join a chamber and to get involved into the power of networking and connection in the region?
Definitely. I think if you've just moved to the region and you don't know anything about the local economy, the local businesses, or even just like a good cafe to go to, I think being in the room with some of these businesses in the chambers is vital to business. I was very skeptical before joining the chamber because I just didn't see it as a vital source of income for the business and just brand awareness, but completely different mindset now. It's, I can't recommend it enough. Definitely do it.
Excellent.
So being a VIP gave you a whole lot of stuff. So you had access to a business academy. You got VIP bracelets that you wear every time you go to an event, which means, you know, you're treated very, very special because you are. the amazing Sophie.
Love that.
Sophie.
I appreciate it.
And so the other thing it gave you was access to the directory. It actually gave you the top tier to the directory. Tell me about the directory. Is it easy to use?
So easy. Moreton Bay needed this. And I think that was part of my buy-in to the chamber, is the fact that it was giving me that brand awareness on such a really beneficial platform. The listing, you know, if you're VIP, you're at the top of the rank. That's awesome. That's what I wanted to see. As I said before, buying in to be top of mind as an agency in the region that really pushes how beneficial being on the digital, being in the digital world is for your business and to grow it. Being a part of the hub, the Moreton Bay Business Hub, is just absolutely incredible. We've got a lot of businesses on there now that I've really advocated myself. I've said, hey guys, you've really got to join this. I'm in all my other little groups, which is good. And Moreton Bay really needed it. Like I said, there's so many businesses here that just don't have the reach, and it's free. Like, why not?
Yep. Yeah. And in terms of the Moreton Bay Business Hub directory, would you say, for those that are a little bit more digitally savvy or marketing savvy, from a brand awareness perspective, is it advantageous to get your website on directories such as this to get better reach?
100%. It absolutely is. Building websites every day, we always strategize in our website audits before and after a build how we can maximize your SEO and all your backlinking. And it's just a free backlink, really, yep. when you do it. Like, why not?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. And having Moreton Bay in your metadata, whew, yep. so good.
yeah. It's that was a lot of the strategic thinking behind why yeah. we launched the hub. We could have just put a little directory on the Pumicestone Chamber website, but we really yeah. wanted to kind of make it open to all Moreton Bay businesses and get them connecting to one another digitally at first, if yeah. that helps, but also the Chamber facilitates in person as well, so... Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that we're doing, we're putting on lots of different events. One of the events that is we're putting on right now is a how to close, how to make more sales, a workshop over at Beachmere. Those types of events, are they good for businesses, do you think? Or
yeah, I think no matter what kind of business you are, you can learn quite a lot of different skills from it. That's, absolutely. I mean, I think... The whole point of being a business is to make sales as well, right? So any sort of skill or trick to get there and to, yeah, it's absolutely advantageous.
Fantastic, fantastic. And the other thing I wanted to have a bit of a chat about was some of the stuff that's coming up.
Yep, we're very proud sponsors at the Chamber for the Pumicestone Business Excellence Awards, which is running next week, I believe on Tuesday the 26th. So a lot of our members are finalists. It's very exciting. We're wishing them all the best of luck. But that is an event that is run in the Pumicestone region to celebrate local businesses, to really recognise the hard work that goes into building back into the economy in the region and the amazing small businesses that we have across the Chamber and beyond. So we're really excited to be part of that award ceremony as well.
Tell me about the Battle of the Trades.
Oh, well, this is...
Tell me about
the
Battle of the Trades.
This is exclusively announced. So in October, the Pumicestone Chamber of Commerce is going to be running an event that is called the Battle of the Trades. And the concept is really to create... There'll be four teams. So there'll be a team of electricians, a team of carpenters, a team of plumbers, and a team of any other tradie. You have to be a tradie to join. And basically, we do a skirmish out in Donnybrook. And we actually get these businesses talking to one another.
So we're talking about getting them gel blasters yes. in their hands and the sparkies going after the
plumbers.
Chippers,
yeah,
chippies.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
And this is, and I'm telling you, Deb, this is just getting lots of people are really keen on this. So.
Yeah.
And the reason why we're doing it,
It's very much to, so when you're sort of in a trades business, you're very sort of head down, get the job done, go to the next job, and you don't really have, you're maybe it's a little bit time poor, you don't have a network necessarily of other trades that you can lean into. Like if you go on holiday or something like that, is there somebody you trust to, or you don't do solar, for instance, you're a sparky, but you don't do solar, but if you know someone that you trust and that you've got a connection with, you've got a rapport with, it's about helping them make those connections yep. and making their business yep. stronger because of it, while being fun and blasting each other in a field.
Two reasons why a business goes out of business. First reason, because they're not profitable.
Yep.
And as a commercial strategist, I can help you with that, right? The other one is they're not connected.
Yes.
That's why I think the Chamber, it's why we created this Correct. Chamber, to connect. So if you're listening and you're feeling a little like, an
lonely.
Island.
Yeah, lonely at
lonely
the top.
Lonely in business, because that's what it is.
Yeah.
Then reach out and join the Chamber.
Yeah.
It's free.
Yeah.
What a fantastic conversation today. Thanks so much to Michael Parker and Karen Lewis from the Pumicestone Chamber of Commerce for the update on upcoming events and the Pumicestone Excellence Awards. And to Sophie Wiley for sharing the buzz and inspiring work happening around Lang Creative Lab and Void Studio. Sophie, you're a truly creative force in Moreton Bay who will bring exciting times ahead to our region. And keep up to date with all the business and real estate news in City of Moreton on 101.5fm.com.au.